time now for this week's Anderson Healy Show, powered by Elevation, the Sun Devil's preferred home energy technology company.
Greetings, Sun Devil Nation, and welcome to this week's installment of the Anderson Healy Show. This is the weekly broadcast from the Sun Devil Radio Network that gets you up to speed on all the latest news and developments in Arizona State University athletics. I'm Tim Healy, the radio play-by-play voice of Sun Devil football, men's basketball, and baseball, and it's my pleasure to serve as your co-host each and every week, a co-host alongside of Arizona State Vice President for University Athletics, Ray Anderson. Ray, good to see you again. How have you been?
Doing great, Tim. Hope you're doing well, and hope our whole Sun Devil Nation is doing well. So let's get after it, my man.
Yes, sir. We got lots to talk about, and even though the school year is winding down, and we have a special guest that will be joining us a little bit later on in this week's show, one of Arizona State's graduating student-athletes of the class of 2023 who received her degree last week, Sun Devil lacrosse goalie Flynn Murphy, will join us to discuss the honor that she received as the top graduate in the sports business program of ASU's prestigious W.P. Carey School of Business. We begin this week's show with a preview of what shapes up to be an absolutely critical regular season ending three-game series for Sun Devil baseball as Coach Willie Bloomquist's club gets set to host the UCLA Bruins this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Phoenix Municipal Stadium, the final Pac-12 series of the regular season. The Sun Devils' season-long journey toward a potential NCAA tournament berth has taken an unwelcome detour over the last 3 weeks as Arizona State has lost 9 of its last 10 games, including the last 6 in a row, and has been swept each of the last 2 weekends by Stanford at home 2 weeks ago, and then last weekend, the Devils dropping 3 straight at USC. And as a result, a team that seems certain to be a part of the 64-team NCAA tournament field is now very much on the bubble entering the season's final weekend and really needs to have a good weekend against UCLA and perhaps even win a game or two at next week's Pac-12 tournament in Scottsdale in order to fortify their NCAA regional resume. Ray, what's your take right now on the situation with Sun Devil baseball?
Well, I think you describe it appropriately in saying this is a critical series because it is. We've gone on a slide late in the season when it really mattered. But there's nothing we can do about that now except go out here and have a really strong series outings against UCLA. And then, as you point out, have a good showing in the Pac-12 tournament the week following. So from a potential host situation to on the bubble is the apt description. And so we got our work cut out for us. And we don't like to make excuses, but I think those of us who follow baseball intently can recognize that all the young players we have in the lineup, particularly the freshmen, you get to this time of year and maybe some fatigue. And then, very frankly, the pressure of the moment can get to you, the younger inexperienced players. So we've got to get beyond all that, get back to our offense. The pitching has improved. Put it together this series and going forward, and we've got a shot to get off that bubble and into the mix.
That's a good point because, as Ray noted, one slightly encouraging aspect of the series at USC last weekend, the fact that the Sun Devils got outstanding pitching. Pitching has been the Achilles heel of this team this year, but at USC, the pitching, particularly the starting pitching, was outstanding. Ironically, this week's opponent, the UCLA Bruins, well, they're in a predicament similar to Arizona State. UCLA will come into the weekend kind of limping. The Bruins have lost 9 of their last 11 Pac-12 games, and they may be playing themselves right out of the NCAA tournament. And, Ray, that to me just adds a lot more juice to the significance of the 3 games these two teams will play against each other here this weekend.
Well, there's no secret about what the motivations are on the part of either team. You win, you got a chance to go in. You lose, you're probably out. And I think everybody understands that, certainly on both sides of the infield. So it's going to be an exciting series starting tomorrow night, Tim. So we're going to have to get after it. But this is the critical series of the season, without a doubt.
And my partner, Max Rossiter, and I will be getting after it, and we'll bring you all three games on the radio on the Sun Devil Radio Network and KDUS 1060 AM. If you're unable to make it out to Phoenix Municipal Stadium, the game times will be 7 p.m. Thursday night, 6 p.m. Friday, and a 12 noon start for the regular season finale on Saturday afternoon. Our air times will be on Thursday evening. We'll be on the air at 6:45. We'll be on straight up at 6 o'clock Friday and then 11:45 Saturday morning. And we hope you'll make plans to join us. A challenging season of Sun Devil softball came to an end last week in the opening round of the first ever Pac-12 women's softball tournament in Tucson, as Arizona State was unable to capitalize on a first-inning Grand Slam homer hit by Jasmine Hill, as the Sun Devils lost 13-4 to the host Arizona Wildcats, thereby ending ASU's 2023 season. Year one of the Megan Bartlett era of Sun Devil softball ended, with the Devils posting a final record of 22-26, 6-18 in Pac-12 conference play. Ray, what was your overview of the 2023 softball season?
Well, we struggled, to be sure, at times. Very frankly, not completely unexpected. Coach Bartlett comes in and she takes over a roster heavy with upperclassmen. Folks who had transferred out were no longer here. Those who stayed wanted to give it a go. But when you mix them in with young players, recruits, and new players in from the transfer portal, there's a period of time and adjustment in trying to get these two different groups of student-athletes to play together. And with Megan Bartlett, the whole thing was, it's going to be a culture build, a culture fit exercise first and foremost. And that's what it was. And so the results in terms of win-loss column were disappointing by ASU standards, but not unexpected when, very frankly, you were having a rebuild of your program. So I think the culture piece is advancing very nicely. We have a work to continue to do. And then we've got to essentially keep training and developing and encouraging a belief system that under any circumstances, you're going to have the opportunity to be successful here at ASU softball. So overall, Megan's off to a strong start in terms of the culture. We know we have work to do in terms of getting to the point where we have consistent play, because we did not have consistent play offensively or on the mound, and that ultimately also impacted the less than stellar results. So we've got work to do, but I think we're under the absolute good leadership of Megan Bartlett.
Let's talk some track and field now. A total of 7 medals were earned and several Arizona State school records were broken at last week's Pac-12 Outdoor Track and Field Championships, which took place in Walnut, California. Of the 7 medals won by Sun Devil student athletes, 2 of them were gold medals. Grace Campbell won the Women's High Jump Championship. It's ASU's first gold in the women's high jump in 19 years. In addition, the Sun Devil men's 4x4 relay team also won the Pac-12 championship this past weekend. The Sun Devil's other medalists, thrower extraordinaire Turner Washington, picked up a pair of silver medals with his runner-up finishes in both the shot put and the discus. The ASU men's 4x1 relay team also won silver. Sprinter Justin Robinson took the bronze medal in the men's 400 meters, while Christina Warren won the bronze in the women's triple jump, and she set a new Arizona State school record in the process. So although the Sun Devil men finished 7th and the women 11th in the team competition, Ray, clearly there were a lot of outstanding individual performances by Sun Devils at the Pac-12 championships.
Yes, there certainly were. And Grace Crawford, unbelievable, the 4x400. And, of course, Turner Washington in the throws is always going to be a factor. And then the 4x100 and then some of the other individual performances were really illuminating and exciting at the Pac-12 championships. So Deion Miller and and Brandon and Coach Whiting, Coach Ray, they're working on just getting this program stronger and stronger. We still got some work to do, particularly in the middle distances and some of those races, Tim. But the sprinters and the throwers and the jumpers appear to be in pretty good shape and will continue to get better. But proud of what this team has done under Coach Miller. And certainly we have to applaud the individual performances of Grace and the 4x400 and Turner and the rest of them. Doing a good job.
Now, two other Sun Devils also set program records over the weekend at the Pac-12s. Jeremiah Curry in the men's 200 meters and Adriana Tatum in the women's 200 meters. Up next for track and field, the NCAA West Regional Championships that'll take place in Sacramento, California, next week, Wednesday through Saturday, May 24th through the 27th. Now, the top 48 in each event qualify to go to regionals. And right now, Ray, Arizona State has 22 events in qualifying position to compete in Sacramento.
And that's exciting to go to the NCAA regionals and with 22 student athletes representing us. I don't know where that stacks up with other institutions in the Pac-12, but I bet it's a pretty good number, Tim, in terms of the numbers going to compete on the men's and the women's side. So looking forward to Sacramento, and then that'll follow up with the national championships in Eugene, Oregon, I believe.
Indeed. That's the traditional home of the NCAA Outdoor Track and Field Championships, Eugene, Oregon, taking place usually in mid-June. Coming up, you'll meet one of ASU's graduating student athletes from the class of 2023, who also happens to be the top graduate in the W.P. Carey School of Business's highly acclaimed sports business program. You'll meet her in a moment, but first, let's take a time out. This is the Anderson Healy Show from the Sun Devil Radio Network.
Hey, it's Paul Calvisi, and if there's one thing all top teams have in common, it's consistent performance. And that's what you're going to find up and down the full lineup of Ford trucks and SUVs. From tailgating to towing, on the job or on vacation, Ford has the right vehicle for you with performance that never quits. See that full Ford lineup today. Just stop by your Arizona Ford dealers or visit buyfordnow.com. Proud partner of the ASU Sun Devils. Go Devils.
75% of the electricity you're using is on products that are turned off, and your ceiling fan could cost you up to $5,000 over its lifetime. Sun Devils fans, you know your sports stats. At Elevation, we know the stats that can help save your wallet and the world. Visit poweredbyelevation.com and learn how our full suite of smart solar solutions can make a powerful difference today. Elevation is a proud partner of Sun Devil Athletics. Forks up, bills down.
Get your forks up, Sun Devil fans, because Bar S, the number one selling hot dog brand in America, is now a proud partner of Sun Devil Athletics. From hot dogs and sausages to bacon, ham, turkey, corn dogs, and more, Bar S offers an all-star lineup of delicious mealtime and game time meat. Grab one of the new Bar S Sun Devil sausages next time you're at the stadium and head to your nearest grocery store to score some Bar S today. Bar S, a proud partner of Sun Devil Athletics.
We welcome you back to the Anderson Healy Show from the Sun Devil Radio Network, along with Arizona State Athletic Director Ray Anderson. I'm Tim Healy, the radio play-by-play voice of the Sun Devils and your host for our weekly show. Last week was spring semester graduation week at Arizona State University. Thousands of ASU students, including hundreds of Sun Devil student athletes, receiving their college degrees. One of those graduating student athletes who received her degree with honors from the W.P. Carey School of Business got some added great news a few weeks before. That's when ASU women's lacrosse goalie Flynn Murphy learned that she would be the recipient of the Danny Zollers Award as the most outstanding graduating student in the sports business program of ASU's prestigious W.P. Carey School of Business. Flynn Murphy joins us now on this segment of the Anderson Healy Show. Hi, Flynn. Congratulations to you on the award. What was your reaction when you found out, and how meaningful is it to you to have received that kind of recognition?
First, thank you so much for having me on. I'm so happy to be on with you guys. What a privilege. Second of all, it was such an exciting award to receive. I knew that I applied for it after I got the initial interest from the business school that I was on their list of students. And then I applied. And then shortly after that, heard that I had received it. And fortunately, my coaches are flexible enough with me. I was able to actually go to LA to receive the award from the Zollers family, which was such a personal and exciting experience. So, I mean, the whole thing has been really such an honor.
That's tremendous. And I believe you received the Zollers Award in early April, and you received it, if I understand correctly, at the Herald Examiner building in downtown Los Angeles. Tell us the significance of that setting to receive your award.
Well, first of all, to receive it somewhere where Danny flourished in his career in L.A. So being in L.A. where his family was able to meet us, they live in Northern California. So being able to spend time with them and go into that building and then see all that ASU is doing currently in L.A. and building kind of an L.A. campus where students can explore interests in obviously a large market similar to Phoenix. And just seeing all that Arizona State is taking over in L.A. was really exciting.
Then the W.P. Carey School's sports business program has become a popular major for a lot of ASU student athletes in recent years. Tell us what led you to that field of study, and are some of the courses you take, tell us about the courses that you do take, and what are some of the learning opportunities you've received in that major?
I would say the biggest part has been the people that I've met through the major. The professors have been nothing short of incredible. So I actually landed in this major. I knew this is what I wanted to do before I came to ASU. So I came in as a decided major. When I committed and I was looking at what I wanted to do, I knew I wanted a school that had a sports business program or a sports management program. So once I was able to combine such high academic standards that W.P. Carey has with the sports business program and then also be enrolled in Barrett, it was an opportunity that I really couldn't pass up. So that was really special for me to now have completed what I set out to do when I was a junior in high school. The courses have been very instrumental to my own growth and then given me access to incredible internships. So the things that I learned in Marketing 311, which is the basic sports business course, has now translated into things that I was doing for the Super Bowl when it was just here, and then also working with ESPN and the Fiesta Bowl. So it's been really exciting to kind of take the principles that I was learning in class and apply them to a much bigger stage.
We were going to talk about that. Those are amazing internship opportunities. ESPN, the Fiesta Bowl, the Super Bowl host committee. What are some of the things you did, some of the things you absorbed in those experiences?
I'll start with the Super Bowl. It was really exciting. So I actually came on as a summer intern with the host committee. So I started in June and then worked through the summer. I took a little break in the fall to focus a little bit on lacrosse, and I was enrolled in 21 credit hours. So my schedule got a little taken there. And then when I came back in January, I was asked to hop back in with the host committee. So I joined back until the game was over, and it was really exciting. It was really, I think the most impressive part to me was seeing all the planning and preparation that takes place starting in June and then seeing these big ideas come to life. Everything from private events and private dinners with people in town visiting and setting up what the teams will be doing. And then on top of that, the game and everything that goes on game day and having a tailgate mm-hmm. for everyone. And then we had the first ever Super Bowl watch party in the host city. Which was really exciting in downtown Phoenix, which also went with a 3-day music festival. So it was really exciting to see these little ideas in June come to life.
For sure. And then you also interned with the Fiesta Bowl. How about for ESPN? What did you do for them?
Yeah, so ESPN and the Fiesta Bowl were together. So that was with the college football playoffs, which was really exciting.
Okay.
So my role was a production runner. So I worked everything from making sure that pieces were getting from the production trucks back onto the game field. And then prior to that, I was mainly working with the on-air talent and making sure that they were getting to practices, getting to games, and able to kind of take in all that Phoenix has to offer.
That's, boy, what great experiences they were. Now, at Arizona State, it's my understanding that you're also part of the Tip of the Fork program. Tell us about that program, its purpose, and what's your role in it?
Yeah, so Tip of the Fork is something that you apply to after your freshman year, and then you're chosen as a student athlete. When you join, it's a combination of leadership and service. So it starts with understanding how you best lead others, the ways that you're best led. So you kind of get to learn a lot about yourself through that. And then in your junior year, so I just finished my junior year, I was actually able to like apply all that we had learned. And we did a club day at the Boys and Girls Club in Tempe. So that was really exciting. So our cohort and then the cohort above us was able to all come together. And we did a day with the Boys and Girls Club. So that was really exciting. So it's been fun to apply something to the community that we worked on, obviously in the classroom. We meet once a month. And so it's fun getting to know other athletes. We've all kind of formed a great friendship and it's been fun.
How do you hope to use your sports business major in terms of your potential post-college career? What are your aspirations in that regard?
So my dream is to work in the front office of a sports franchise on the personnel side. So I grew up in a sports family, so it's been really kind of interesting to follow the path. I always knew I wanted to work in sports, but I wasn't quite sure what. And then through these experiences, I've kind of picked up on what I like, what I don't like. So I know for sure now that I'd love to work in the front office and be involved in player acquisition, contracts, and all that has to offer.
Is there a particular sport in which you'd like to engage in that activity?
Well, I grew up in a football family, so I would love to do it in football. But at the same time, I'm kind of a sports junkie, to be completely honest. I would do it in any sport. But I would say football is definitely at the top of the list, but I can't go wrong with hockey or baseball either.
Yeah. Tell us about your background, your family background in football.
Absolutely. So my dad was an NFL coach. So I was actually born in Wisconsin. My dad was coaching at the University of Wisconsin. And then after that, we moved and he was coaching with the Minnesota Vikings. And then, excuse me. And then we ended at the Carolina Panthers. So I spent most of my time growing up in Carolina. But the organizations that we were with were very family friendly. So my brother and I were fortunate enough to be around the game a lot, which was really exciting for us. And then obviously, you know, I grew up with an athletic brother too. So he played football in high school and then he now plays lacrosse at Army West Point. So I've always been exposed to sports on a high level. So I knew that that was something that I wanted to be a part of. I'm comfortable in that environment, but I'm also challenged in that environment. So it was really exciting.
Well, it sounds like you're ready to go when that opportunity presents itself. That's for sure. Tell us, how would you summarize this past season for your lacrosse team? Obviously, the first season under new head coach Taryn Van Thoff. How would you summarize this past year?
I would say this year was a year of incredible growth. I think that there was a lot to be proud of from what we came in the fall with to how we ended our season. I think getting better as individuals, getting better as units, and then getting better as an entire team was something that was really important for us. And I'd say we capitalized on that. Every game we saw improvement in one area or another of how we were playing. So it was an exciting season and we're really excited for what next year has to offer.
Now, yeah, I was going to say, I think you have one more year of eligibility left. Is that correct? You plan on using that,
yes.
I would assume.
Yes, I do.
And
so
you plan
next
on
year,
using
I'll be getting
that.
My mouth. Yeah, so next year I'll be getting my master's in sports law and business through the
wow.
C-League program. So I'm really excited for that and then getting to play another year. You can't beat it.
That's awesome. Before we let you go, I wanted to maybe with your help to give a shout out to, I'm sure, some people that have been very near and dear to you, and that's the folks in the Office of Student Athlete Development at Arizona State. It's one of the best in the country. And we just got news a couple weeks ago that the APR for Arizona State student athletes over the last reporting period, best in the Pac-12 for the second straight year, I think, beating Stanford. They just do such great work. And maybe you could give us a firsthand account of how those folks helped you achieve your academic goals.
Absolutely. I think we have the best in the business when it comes to our OSAD group. Everyone from Kelly Benjamin, who helps run the Tip of the Fork program, which I had mentioned earlier, she has been so instrumental. And then she also works a lot with us on career development and making sure that we're ready for the next step. So it's been really exciting to work with her and kind of figure out my path for what I'm going to do next. So I really appreciate all of her help. And then my team has Erica Rockhop as our academic advisor, and she has three teams and she takes us on and makes all of us feel like we are the most important ones in her life at the moment. So she does such a great job of just guiding us and helping us make sure that we're reaching our academic goals.
That's awesome. Well, again, Flynn, congratulations on your award. Congratulations on receiving your degree. We look forward to seeing you on the lacrosse field next year in your final season, and all the best to you in your post-collegiate career. And thanks for joining us this week.
Thank you so much for having me on.
That's Sun Devil lacrosse player Flynn Murphy, the most outstanding student in the sports business program of ASU's W.P. Carey School of Business, our guest on this portion of the Anderson Healy Show. Ray will rejoin me for the final segment of this week's show in just a moment. But first, these messages. This is the Anderson Healy Show from the Sun Devil Radio Network.
Y'all feeling lucky? Luke Combs here, and I have an exclusive opportunity for you to win $500,000 by joining me in the Living Lucky with Luke Combs lottery experience. When it rains, it pours for lucky fans and lottery players who enter to win a chance of a lifetime. Join me in Nashville for a private concert at the iconic Ryman Auditorium in 2024. One lucky winner will have the chance to walk away with $500,000 at the end of the show.
Enter eligible tickets on the Arizona Lottery Players Club by February 28th. Learn more at azplayersclub.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Your moment has arrived. Welcome to Gila River Resorts and Casinos. Bigger, bolder, and better with so much more to offer. Grab a cold drink and cool off in a cabana at our all-new resort pool. Or take a taste of the here and now with even more dining destinations to choose from, including our new rooftop restaurant and lounge, Prime, a Shula Steakhouse. It's time to own your moment. So you do you.
It's now time for the official Game Time Munchies break with a cold, tasty brew from Lagunitas. When you're hungry from raising the pitchforks high, reach for the highly balanced Lagunitas IPA. It's wow with wings, perfection with pizza, and nearly unmatchable with nachos. Their IPA just goes with football food. We're proud to call them the official craft beer of Sun Devil Athletics. The Lagunitas Brewing Company, Petaluma, California. Drink Lagunitas responsibly.
We are nearing the finish line of this week's installment of the Anderson Healy Show from the Sun Devil Radio Network. I'm Tim Healy, the radio play-by-play voice of the Sun Devils, and we are glad you decided to join us this week. Arizona State Athletic Director Ray Anderson rejoins me now, and Ray, we just heard from women's lacrosse goalie Flynn Murphy, one of Arizona State's graduating student athletes in the class of 2023 and the top graduate in the W.P. Carey School of Business's sports business program. And I know that you teach at times over at the W.P. Carey, and that's a great program. And what an impressive young lady Flynn Murphy is, huh?
Oh, she sure is. I'm able to speak occasionally at W.P. Carey. I'm actually a professor of practice at the law school, Tim. So Professor Anderson is here for duty. But Flynn Murphy, an outstanding student in a very well-recognized and respected sports business curriculum. And to be the number one student and one of our student athletes, you can imagine the pride we have. And it's because of young ladies and men like Flynn that, you know, we rise up and we have the second best APR in the Pac-12 for the second year in a row. And you may or may not touch on that, but I'm not going to let you forget it. But it's the Flynn Murphys of Sun Devil Athletics who help us to attain those academic standards. And she's just a terrific student athlete with the emphasis on student, Tim.
Well, I do believe it is the best APR in the Pac-12, even better than Stanford's. This is just she is a shining example, I think, of the overall work that Arizona State student athletes do in the classroom, isn't she?
She sure is. And we pointed out with great pride because until last year, Stanford in the Pac-12 had never been anything but first in APR until Arizona State took them over, and then we retained the position for the second year in a row. And it is the Flynns of our community and of our student athlete population that allows that to happen, along with the great support of the coaches and our Office of Student Athlete Development, and just the emphasis overall on the academics. And to then see Flynn really be a model of what we're trying to put out here on a consistent basis in terms of leaders is just really gratifying for all of us. Congratulations to Flynn Murphy.
Absolutely. Let's hit the links now. With Arizona State set to host the NCAA Men's and Women's Golf Championships for the third consecutive year at Greyhawk Golf Club out in Scottsdale in the next couple of weeks, the Sun Devil men's team is in action this week. In fact, as we record this show, Coach Matt Thurman's number one seeded Arizona State squad is about to hit the links for the final round of the NCAA Las Vegas Regional, and they will begin the final round in second place, just four strokes behind the leaders, the Stanford Cardinal. The Devils are hoping to punch their ticket to Greyhawk, where ASU has competed in the NCAAs each of the last 2 years, finishing, of course, as the national runner-up 1 year ago to the University of Texas. In fact, Ray, the Sun Devil men have competed in the NCAA championships every year since 2015, including all five opportunities that they have had in the Matt Thurmond era.
Yes, the men's golf program has been very successful for a number of years and just continues to do so under Matt Thurmond's leadership. But they're under play. They're playing in Las Vegas as we record this. This will be the third and last day of competition in the regionals. So you got to finish in the top five to advance and come home to play yet again in our Greyhawk Championships hosted by ASU and Greyhawk, we're proud to say. So we've got to finish up today strong on the men's side and then get up to Greyhawk for the championships in a couple weeks. But feeling good about where we stand on the men's side, Tim.
Unfortunately, the Sun Devil women's golf team will not be on the links of Greyhawk next week at the NCAA Women's Championships, as Arizona State's 2023 season came to an end last week at the NCAA Raleigh Regional in North Carolina. This is the time of year, Ray, I think, when we discover how competitive collegiate golf really is for both the men and the women. Case in point, Coach Missy Farkay's 11th-ranked Sun Devils, one of eight top 30 ranked women's golf teams that did not advance to the NCAA championships this year. Among the others, 7th-ranked Auburn, number 8 Oregon, 19th-ranked UCF, number 20 Iowa State, 21st-ranked Florida, number 23 Ohio State, and number 29 Kentucky. All those programs did not advance to Greyhawk, but still a terrific season for Missy's team.
Yes, very much so, a terrific season. And you pointed out the competitive landscape in collegiate golf on both the men and women's side is remarkable. And so this regional tournament before you get to the NCAA finals is the most difficult tournament that any of them will play during the year because of the stakes and the pressure that comes on these young men and women. In these big tournaments, knowing that only five of you from each of the regionals will advance to the championships. Tremendous amount of pressure. And we were one of several top 30 teams who didn't make it through this time. And so we're disappointed because we were there the last 2 years. This is our third and final year of hosting, at least for this series of championships. And so Missy and our young women are disappointed, but also a lot of learning opportunities in that regional, Tim, under the circumstances. Mm-hmm. And we've got some very young golfers. And so that youth we talked about with baseball, I think you saw the same thing manifest itself in this tournament. It's hard, man. It's a lot of pressure. And they're 18 and 19 years old. So they'll bounce back. And our program is in great shape with Missy. And so we'll be back, but we will be watching the women's championships at Greyhawk next week as opposed to participating. That is a life lesson.
Absolutely. Now, there's one other women's golf note, and it's a bittersweet one at that, as Sun Devil assistant coach Michelle Estill has announced her retirement after spending the last 7 years on Missy Farquhar's coaching staff at Arizona State, with Michelle's first coaching season culminating with the Sun Devils winning the 2017 national championship. Michelle Estill was an outstanding golfer at Arizona State from 1986 to 1989, playing on the teams coached by the legendary Linda Volstead. In fact, in her freshman season at ASU, Michelle was the runner-up for the individual medalist honors at the 1986 NCAA Women's Championships. She went on to enjoy a long and successful career playing on the LPGA Tour, and we wish Michelle Estill all the best in her retirement.
We sure do. Michelle has been a stalwart here and won a national championship. Needless to say, everyone's a little disappointed that she's retiring, particularly after falling out of the regional. But those things are planned in advance, and it's a little bittersweet to be sure. But she's been a tremendous, tremendous value add to our student athlete experience here in women's golf, Tim. And we wish her nothing but the best. She's not going away. She's just going to transition and get a chance to relax and spend a little time for herself and her family. So she's always a Sun Devil. We love her and wish her well. But she's not going bye-bye on us. She's just going to transition a little bit.
Well, I'll second that emotion as well, and we wish her all the best in her retirement. From the links to the courts we go now. Arizona State sophomore men's tennis player Murphy Cassone will be headed to Orlando, Florida next week to compete in the NCAA Tennis Singles Championships. Murphy is the number 42-ranked player in the nation in the current men's singles rankings, and he'll take on number 40, Brian Cernok of the University of North Carolina, in round one of the NCAA Singles Championships. That match will take place next Monday, May 22nd, in Orlando.
Yes, Murphy's had a really solid two seasons, and we'll wish him well back there at the National Championships in Orlando. Going in as a single to represent ASU, he's carrying a big banner. And so our folks will be down there rooting him on, and hopefully folks will be able to follow the tournament on Tennis Channel and any other mechanism where you can see Murphy compete and do his thing. But we're wishing him well, Tim.
Also competing in Orlando next week, the Arizona State women's doubles team of Dominika Turkovic and Patricia Spaka, the 24th ranked doubles team in the country. Those two ladies will compete in the NCAA Doubles Championships for the second straight year. And Ray, they're one of 32 doubles duos set to compete next week in Orlando.
Yes, and the thing I like about the format is even if your team doesn't advance, if you as an individual or as a doubles team have ranked and done well enough, you still get a chance to get in the draw. And so Dominique and Patricia on the women's double side will get that opportunity along with Murph on the men's single side. So ASU will be represented on both the men's and the women's courts and looking forward to success there, Tim.
One other women's tennis note to pass along, a total of five Sun Devils earned all Pac-12 recognition for their performances as part of the outstanding year turned in by Coach Sheila McInerney's Sun Devil women's team during the 2022-2023 season. Julia Morlay and Chelsea Fontenelle each earned first team all Pac-12 recognition this past year. The aforementioned Dominika Turkovic as well as Mariana Arriero-Castriti each earned second team all-conference honors, while Sedona Gallagher was named an honorable mention all Pac-12 performer for 2023. Boy, Sheila had a lot of talent on her 39th Arizona State team, didn't she?
Oh, she sure does, and that's the expectation because Sheila is a wonderful, very recognized and respected coach, and so she's a magnet for talent. And oh, by the way, she can recruit and sell the ASU vision, particularly with what she's done all these years here in tennis. So she always has a strong squad, always has a very appropriate international student-athlete presence on her team because we're a very international institution, and there's tennis talent all over the world, as you know, and so you got to go find it. And Sheila does a nice job of that, along with Matt, her assistant.
And on that note, we will bring down the curtain on this week's Anderson Healy Show. And we do thank you so much for stopping by and visiting with us this week. We want to thank our show producer, Arizona State Senior Associate Athletic Director Doug Tamaro, for his help. Thanks as well to our terrific engineer producer, Sean Crespin of the Sun Devil Radio Network, and our incomparable show scheduler, Kim Nelson from Sun Devil Athletics. We will not have a show next week, but we will return in a couple of weeks with another edition, an early summer edition, I guess, of the Anderson Healy Show, and we hope you'll join us. Ray, have a great week. We'll talk soon.
Likewise, Tim. Appreciate it. We'll see you out at the ballpark this weekend. Until all of our Sun Devil fans, we say, go Devils!
Go Devils! Let me get it in the screen there. There we are. Till next time, for Ray Anderson, I'm Tim Healy. Thanks for joining us here on the Anderson Healy Show. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to the Anderson Healy Show, powered by Elevation, the Sun Devils' preferred home energy technology company.
Tim Hulvick here. You know, I always promised myself if I ever owned my own Ford dealership, I'd run it with common sense, I'd hire some really awesome people, and I'd treat all of our customers like great friends. And I'd always be a super supporter of Arizona State University. That's how I do it. I call my dealership Santan Ford, and we're in Gilbert. It's where the Sun Devils go. See you here.
We are Santan Ford, proud partners of the Arizona State University Sun Devils.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Sun Devil Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
75% of the electricity you're using is on products that are turned off, and your ceiling fan can cost you up to $5,000 over its lifetime. Sun Devils fans, you know your sports stats. At Elevation, we know the stats that can help save your wallet and the world. Visit poweredbyelevation.com and learn how our full suite of smart solar solutions can make a powerful difference today. Elevation is a proud partner of Sun Devil Athletics. Forks up, bills down.
Y'all feeling lucky? Luke Combs here, and I have an exclusive opportunity for you to win $500,000 by joining me in the Living Lucky with Luke Combs lottery experience. When it rains, it pours for lucky fans and lottery players who enter to win a chance of a lifetime. Join me in Nashville for a private concert at the iconic Ryman Auditorium in 2024. One lucky winner will have the chance to walk away with $500,000 at the end of the show.
Enter eligible tickets on the Arizona Lottery Players Club by February 28th. Learn more at azplayersclub.com.